sweat. Lucky for you, that's what I like. That's what I like.
I'm so into you, I can barely breathe.
What we're into, it's what we do every week around this time here on the Joe and Alex Show. If you got something, maybe you know something we don't. You're like, oh my God, I love following this Instagram page. It's absolutely incredible. Or this new song or this artist I really like. You guys are going to check it out. Or have you guys had this food? It's amazing. Like, if you guys had Taco Bell, let me tell you what, that's what I'm into. Let us know, 833-JOE-ALEX, 833-563-2539, or tweet us, at Joe and Alex Show. We'd love to get your stuff on the air. All right, who would like to kick it off this morning here on the show? Alex, Liv, Porkchop, who wants to go?
I'll go.
All right, Liv, what are you into this week?
I am super into, it's just this tinted chapstick. It's just from Nivea. So you can like order it online. It's not expensive, and it's a kiss of cherry fruity lip care. So it's like almost like a cherry color. It's not as intense like of a red at all. So it's just a tinted chapstick. So it's really good just for when you're wearing makeup on like a Tuesday, or like you're not wearing a lot of makeup and just like you want like an extra tint of color on your lips, because it looks super natural and it looks good on everybody, and it's cheap. So I love it.
Are you wearing it right now?
I'm not wearing it right now because I'm not wearing any other makeup, so I might look a little crazy with it on. But also, in the dead of winter, I have super, super chapped lips, so it's kind of like killing two birds with one stone.
I'm constantly using lip scrub in the winter.
Yeah.
Does it make you look like Miranda Sings?
That girl with all the crazy red lipstick on YouTube?
Yeah, no, it does not.
Oh, darn.
It's natural. It's cute, it sounds like.
All right, what are you into, Porkchop?
I'll go next. So lately I've been, really bored. If I'm not here or Uber driving, I'm at home doing nothing. So late at night, to help me fall asleep, I play games. I'm not sure how long this game has been out. I think it's been out for a while.
God, please don't let it be Candy Crush again.
No, it's not Candy Crush.
That was last week.
Yeah, so you can actually add me. Producer Porkchop is my name. I want you to play me because no one plays me anymore. But it's called Words with Friends. It's kind of like Scrabble.
Oh my God.
But
it's sad. Even Porkchop doesn't have friends on the online games.
Yeah, Producer Porkchop, you can play me. I'll play you back. Right? No?
So riveting.
Honestly, I mean, it's cool. It's not that I'm knocking it, but that is really old. Like, if we were like 2 years ago, hey, it's the Joe and Alex Show. This is brand new. Have you guys seen Words with Friends?
Not to be mean, but I think like you should just not do this anymore.
Like, do we want to give them a 1 week break?
Well, they actually do trivia now, kind of like HQ.
Oh, okay.
Oh God,
there you go.
He has addictions. Trivia is one of them.
So,
insane.
I've really been loving this song by Lizzo. It's called Truth Hurts. And actually, our coworker Jules showed it to me. I was so thankful when she showed this to me. It's just been my anthem for the last week.
Why are men great till they gotta be great? Woo. I just took a DNA test. Turns out I'm 100% dead. Even when I'm crying crazy, yeah, I got boy problems. That's the human in me. Bling, bling, then I solve them. That's the goddess in me.
You could've had a just a little. You supposed to hold me down, but you holding me back, and that's the sound of me not calling you back. Why men great till they gotta be great?
That's pretty cool. Who is that again?
Lizzo. It's called Truth Hurts. This is my anthem. I have been screaming this in my car.
Okay, well, that might scare people. Maybe you should sing it, but that'll work. Liv the Web Girl, what do we got online? At Joe and Alex Show on Twitter.
Got a ton of stuff. A Big Red Gorilla says, I've been really into Billie Eilish lately. She is my queen. Maddie Eller says, I am into the podcast called Serial. Haley Ann says, I'm in with this new song, Medicaid, by The Gabby Show. Jennifer Perry says, Dan Rodriguez is an amazing artist. I'm obsessed with 25 Years and the Douchebag songs. And then Chelsea says, I can't stop playing Kingdom Hearts 3. I guess it's a game. She says, there are gorgeous graphics and an adorable storyline.
Well, that's what I look for in my games. All right. Hey, Lenny, our technical producer in Houston on the new 92.1 Radio Now. What are you into this week, dude?
Okay, so I've recently been into primer for guys.
Like paint?
The face? No,
like face primer.
You're wearing primer?
Oh,
why?
I believe so, it.
Listen, it's not considered makeup. It's technically like a moisturizer. I use Touch and Soul No More Problem, so it makes your pores like go away.
Uh-huh.
No More Problem.
It looks like there's a Snapchat filter on my face. Look, guys, I recommend this.
You sound like you look good. James Charles.
It's not makeup, though. So it's like still manly.
This is just so interesting.
What do you think?
It's a new wave.
I mean, I'm shocked that he's saying he uses this. So if you are not a big makeup person, you don't know what primer is. Primer is what you put on after your moisturizer, typically before your foundation, and it smooths all your fine lines, wrinkles, and pores so that your makeup doesn't settle into them, and it makes your foundation stuff last 10 times longer.
So it's like auto-tune.
But if you wear it, does it have a tint, Lenny?
Or face tune.
I don't think it has a tint.
Okay, so sometimes like they're clear. Most of the time they're clear, but they might have a tint, and then you can kind of just wear that on its own if you want.
I'm not tinting my face at all. I'm not getting fired. My face is staying paley white as it is, okay? That's what I'm leaving it as. Live the Web Girl, what else are we getting from people that they're into, what they like?
Corinthian says, pork chop. My boyfriend and I have been playing Words with Friends for the last week. We randomly downloaded it again.
Yeah,
You're not alone.
Producer pork chop.
Okay, and one thing I'm into, but Liv, I think your allergy will affect you from doing this, so don't get your hopes up. But you've heard of like Halo Top ice cream?
The worst.
I've seen everybody eat that, but I've never had it.
It's not good. I'm telling you right now, it is not good.
If Liv's saying that, it must be terrible.
Exactly.
It's definitely like, because it's supposed to be healthier, like protein, lower sugar. Well, I agree. It's not my favorite. I tried this just because I finished my 6-week boxing boot camp, so I'm still keeping a strict diet for the most part, but I'm trying to add different things in. This is amazing, and if anybody else has had it, they'll agree. It's called Enlightened. That's the brand of ice cream. I got their cookies and cream because that's like one of my favorite flavors. It's only 80 calories per serving. If you have like the whole thing, it's I think 320 or something like that. Like there's four servings in there, so 816. Yeah, 320 calories. That ain't bad at all.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
That's crazy. Yeah.
It is good. Don't you like cookies and cream, Alex?
That's my favorite flavor.
That's my favorite ice cream. Is it good though?
Yes. Okay. Is it like super sugary? No, but this like blows away Halo Top.
Oh, wow.
It's good stuff. Tweet us what you're into this week at Joe and Alex Show, and swipe up on Instagram to see all the things that we're into at Joe and Alex Show.